Welcome to the ministry of Reverend David Edigenfi. Reverend David is the founder and president of Kingdom Mystery Center Worldwide. He is an end-time apostle mandated to raise matured sons of God who will explicitly manifest their identity in Christ. Reverend David has a dynamic music ministry and is the author of Dangers of Wrong Marriage. His strong passion for soul winning has fed Jesus for All Missions, an evangelistic crusade ministry. Now listen to Reverend David Edigenfi.
So this is a month of propulsion. A month of propulsion. Propulsion means what? Moving forward by power. Moving forward by what? By power. Acts chapter 1, the verse number 8 is a known scripture. That's where we are starting from. That's where we are starting from. We have a lot of things to learn. This month, because I want this life of yours to change. And I want to touch a dimension of power called spiritual power. I say, it's called what? Spiritual power. The Bible says that, and ye shall receive dunamis. Ye shall receive what? Dunamis. Say, after which the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And ye shall be witness unto me, both in Judea, in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and unto the outermost part of the earth. When power arrives, progress will answer. The Bible says that in the day of his power, the people shall be willing. When you have power, you don't negotiate. You don't negotiate. People apologize to you. People beg you. People bow to you. Not necessarily people, but situations bow to your condition. Say, Lord, empower my condition in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. When you have power, when you have power, you don't push, you don't argue. You understand what I'm saying? You don't argue. You don't argue. One day I was watching a short video, and it's a Nigerian video, and there was a guy who was, I don't know what he was buying, I think he was buying some pure water at a shop. And when he got there, another man came, and the man wanted to buy something, and he was begging the guy that he should allow him to buy because his car is moving. And this guy said, no way. Started telling his mind, he cannot be channel. He cannot be channel. Now, Papa, you know, he cannot be channel. So, he cannot be channel. Now, Papa, now, Bona Pepin, bam! Oh, Bona Pepin, but now, I quite said, Kurada form. Ah, no, my team will be a gun. Everybody was running away. Time out, can I be channel? Now, you have to know who you want. See, if you have power, you don't argue. You don't argue. So, what you need is power. Look at someone say, I need financial power. Some people have financial, there are some people, I'm telling you, they have never spoken in tongues, one. Eh? But when they enter this place, you give them pastor seat. Who will be there? There are certain people, of who be over. One can't have fraud that, and so Piazza de Ma, Obama Betra, as of Fakun Yasu, because he has financial power. I say, when you have power, number one, I say, when you have power, you don't argue. Number two, when you have power, you don't negotiate. So when you have power, you don't negotiate. You don't negotiate. So life, eh? You can never be successful without the possession of what? Power. You can never, because you see, the Bible says that God told the children of Israel, he said, move from Egypt and go to the land where I will show you. It's a land flowing with what? Milk and honey. The land is flowing with milk and honey. He said, move to that place. But the Bible says that when they got there, there were the Amorites, there were the Moabites, there were the Canaanites, the Hivites, I mean Jebusites. There were a lot of people there. At that point in time, God has promised you the land. It is a prophecy. It is truly for you. Your destiny is to shine. But yet, there are occupants, illegal occupants on the land. Are you going to watch them like that? It takes power. The Bible says, when it comes to possession, the violent takes it by force. The violent takes it by force. It takes power. Sometimes it is not our problem. As Africans, most of the time it is not our problem because the kind of, demons are not the same. Oh. The kind of demons in Africa, they don't understand, come out in the name of Jesus, come out in the name of Jesus. They are very stubborn. So sometimes that is how our attitude has become. That's how the kind of demons in Africa, if you don't drum and make noise and you don't see them. So sometimes we even bring them in the church, we think that the Holy Ghost is like them. That's how it is. Power. You must have power. You must have power. You must have power. You must have power. And we know we have different kinds of power. We have different kinds of power. We have spiritual power, which I'm talking about this morning. We have spiritual power. And which is, that is the greatest power. Spiritual power. What is power? Power is also the ability to control forces. The ability to do what? Control forces. There's a difference between a force and power. They are not the same. Power can be resident. Okay? Power can be resident and passive. But yet, a force can never be passive. The main pastor said, to me, bit me as a woman. He said, to me, woman. Because to me, no, say, woman. They said, light you away. Me do not say power, why animal? But say, my name be a woman. To me, woman. Are you getting it? So somebody can have some wild intellectual power. But say, one man in mathematics, this one solve one. I say, say, BBMP, you will not understand. You need power. Yes, I'm telling you. So when Jesus was checking out of this world, look, he told his disciples, I will never leave you like that. I will never leave you like that. The reason why the devil could not manipulate Jesus to destroy Jesus, and no, ultimately, if I was saying, until why your power womb, obey to me. You cannot take life wire. I'm electrician. I'm the CEO of VR. Does power respect CEO? No. Power can render position useless, and that is why you can see. That is why there's a particular power. It's a very funny power. We call it woman power. I say we call it what? Woman power. Oba to me, woman power. It makes CEO beg. It doesn't respect position. You know, you can have position, but if woman power is turned against you, you'll be surprised. You can be the president. You'll be very surprised. Somebody powerful with power will let you move your car and come and kneel down, and then he'll lay hands on you. You'll be calm. Look, don't fight for position. Fight for possession of power. Yes. They said a minister died. And some people were very happy. I've never seen this before, that a minister died in Ghana and people are happy. Why? Not knowing that they say so. That when the man was given political power, and that is the useless thing that African leaders have been doing, you know? We don't understand power. When they were given political power, or the Kwaji Jinko Fonsas, or no, I'm a minister, no, the Jinko Fonsas, Jinko Fonsas, no, we talk, no, behave of Foni Jagi, now go for performance, power, audience, waji, power. When they, as I collect the tough enough. Peni wa je finish another show me o so o ti me mo o ti me ya we do be ya ni o bo enya she me param de mau power power. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So Jesus said that you shall receive power after which the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and when you receive the power, he said you will activate certain force. You will become something you are not before. Power has the ability to make you what you are not before. It has the ability to make you what you are not before. You will become, he said, witnesses unto me, both in Judea, Jerusalem, in Judea, and in the outermost part of the world. Look, as a man of God, don't be happy with clerical. Clerical is not power. I said clerical is not what? Power. The moment we call you, no, then you put clerical there. Then you come and stand there. It's not power. Be interested in what? Power. Power is without clerical is better than clerical without power. That people give you front seat and so what? Yeah, pastor. You have never casted out one demon. You have never healed cockroach. Ah, no. No, you don't need to even be a pastor before you are full of power. Being a Christian is enough. When I casted my first demon, I was my pastor. When I casted my first demon in Oda school, I was less, no, I think Oda, I was just 2 weeks old in the Lord. 2 weeks. The Lord told me, according to Mark 16, he said, this sign shall follow you after you are born again. They said, you shall cast, in my name, you shall cast out devils, blah, 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 blah. And I said, if it is so, I'm born again. He didn't say 2 years after you are born again. He said after you are born again. So even if it's 1 minute after born again, I have power over demons. So I held somebody. Kibali Gadeza, come out. The person started screaming. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I said, Kai, the thing is working. The thing is working. You need to get power. You need it. Yes. You need power. You need power. It will change the game plan. Power will change the game plan. Power will change the game. Look, there are a lot of business people. There are a lot of business people who never fill their shop with their pocket money. Not their capital. I'm telling you, banks beg them, come for loan. All that you see is loan. I was talking with the MP and he said something. He said he was calling people with financial power. He said, oh, when I wanted to meet people who had financial power, I invited this guy. He mentioned that guy who, when I was in school, I was ahead of him. He mentioned, at that time when I was in Achimota school, he was pushing truck in town. He invited him. MP didn't invite me because that guy has financial power. He's my friend. Oh, he didn't invite me. He didn't invite me. Is it fair? Hello, is it fair? Friendship is not power. We have financial power. It's your friends, your mother. So what? You need power. And this month, I'm going to teach you how to possess all these things. I've taken my time to study them. Lord, show me the way. And I want to show you too what God is showing me. It's not in shouting. No, it is not in shouting. I said it is not in shouting. It is not in screaming. He said, you shall receive power after which the Holy Ghost has come upon. When you become born again, two major things happen to you. When you become born again, you have what we call the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. Every born again believer has indwelling. You see, the indwelling of the Holy Ghost is the power of God resident in you to overcome anything that is not God's nature. So when you get born again and you don't allow the indwelling of the Holy Spirit to manifest, you will become a fornicator, you become a liar, you become hurt, you'll be wounded. But when the indwelling power of the Holy Ghost, and you're active, look, you will overcome anything fleshy. You overcome it. You will overcome it. And that one is automatic. The moment you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, it comes. And that is what, when you are going to sin, something speaks to your mind, you feel bad. Charlie, this is no good, no good. How you not say no good? You have never read any scripture about it. Is there any scripture in the Bible talking about palm wine? Hello? Is there any scripture in the Bible talking about palm wine? So how do you know it's not good? There is a resident spirit within you. There is a resident power that instructs you. We call it the indwelling power of the Holy Ghost. And it births the character of God in you. So that you will overcome the flesh. Things that are difficult for you to overcome. The Bible says that he will be with you and in you. So when the Holy Ghost has come, he will be with you and in you. So there is the Holy Ghost in us and there is the Holy Ghost with us. Every Christian has the Holy Ghost in us. And you see, the Holy Ghost in you, he's the one that when you take the Bible, now what can Bible? For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You will realize that it doesn't make meaning, the same meaning to all of us. It doesn't make the same meaning. Said your TSN will be different from said the way BB woman, it will hit you, but it will not hit him. And something else will hit this one. For all you know, for God so loved the world, will hit this brother and be like, Charlie, for God so loved the world. And then somebody who's another person will say, will not perish. Will not perish. Just will not perish. Just will not perish. Why did that happen? The resident power of the Holy Ghost in you. He knows your weakness. He knows what is happening, what is shortage in you. So when you are studying the word, it is the residency of the Holy Ghost that apportions the relevant revelation that is adequate for your update and your growth and maturity. That's why I told you that power can be passive. Power can be passive. Resident power is Ewomu. But if you don't read the Bible, you don't spend time with the word of God, how would that resident power of the Holy Ghost instruct you? And then, but you realize that you have started praying. Da, 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 da. 3 days ago, I was in the night. I woke up, I was with the Bible. And I was studying. I decided to spend the whole time studying on forgiveness. And then I came across a scripture. He said, it is your calling to forgive. I had never seen it in my life that forgiveness is a calling. Hey! I was shocked. I sat down for some time. Thought about it. Then I started forgiving whoever I have to forgive. Because it's a calling. It's a calling.
It's a calling. And whatever is a calling, you'll be judged on it. It is a calling. That statement, you know, meant a lot to me. And then the scripture said that if you don't forgive, your father in heaven will also not forgive you. I said, Kai, let me forgive quickly. La. If you need forgiveness now, forgive now. What did I say? If you need forgiveness now, do what? Forgive now. If you need forgiveness tomorrow, then you can try tomorrow. Wait for tomorrow. But me, I need it now. Say, I'll need it now. So I want to do it now. It's a calling. The inherent power of the Holy Ghost works in me to be able to live like Jesus, and it blocks anything that is not Christ-like. It molds and fashions things in the nature of Christ to help me suit that nature. Yes, that is the inherent power of the Holy Ghost. How I will feel when I get close to something which is not godly. It is not the same thing that the same way a person will feel. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? When he's not born again. Yes. Somebody may wear a miniskirt and come and pass here right now. And some of us will feel like, oh, Charlie, this lady, why did they do that? Another person, this lady will come and pass in front of us and you do like this. Miniskirt, two reactions. Why? The difference is the power within. Miniskirt, you are licking your lips. The power within. The other power is the infilling. We call it the infilling. Eh? Apart from the indwelling, we have the what? The infilling. The Holy Ghost deals with us in these two major ways. To dwell in us. Now, the indwelling power of the Holy Ghost, listen to me very carefully, oh, the indwelling power of the Holy Ghost can never be eradicated. You can never take it away from you until you deny Christ. When you get born again, he comes, permanent residence. He takes his permanent residence. But the day you say, oh, may Christ only be, may I can't believe in Jesus. That one he will go. But I am telling you the truth. Listen to me very careful. I am telling you the truth. Listen to me. Oh, no amount of sin will you commit will take the indwelling of the Holy Ghost from your heart. No amount of sin. That is why you feel bad. You feel bad. Why is that when we call you that we want to advise you? You frown your face. The frowning is a manifestation that something is not right. You're not happy about something. There will be a contention within you. As long as there is going to be judgment, as long as there's going to be judgment over this life and the time God has given you on this earth, as long as I tell you on the may catch your play. No, free because I was so in a juma copy where we are here. Well, last point. And yes, sir, Ube catching a group and say, that be yes, I'm a sacrano. Now, Uncle free or quiet, intimate. It will be a better one. Did I better from them? I won't mean yes, she be able. Then he checks out. Then he goes. You cannot take him away, but you can reduce his power and his influence over your life. There are several ways. To me now, you're born again. Of fervency in the Lord. Say that now it's here. Now we are on fire. Now it is not like that. It has reduced. You are quenching that power. We call it, the Bible says, quench not the spirit. You are quenching. The word quench means that you are reducing the intensity of the fire. Quench not the spirit. You cannot uproot the Holy Ghost from your heart and throw him away. Because you know why? Hello? Are you here? Do you know why you cannot sack the Holy Ghost? Because he's the landlord of your body. The Bible says, know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost? He's the landlord of your body. Can you go and sack your landlord? You can be silly in the house, but you can't sack your landlord. You can be naughty in your room, but you can't sack your landlord. Your landlord may not like you. He's looking for opportunity to sack you. But you can't sack your landlord. So you cannot sack the Holy Ghost. So you realize that the way he used to speak to you, a bit mabba form. The way he used to direct you, a bit mabba form. The way, the power, you see, the resident power of the Holy Ghost in you, it has the ability to block sickness and diseases. So by the time you realize it, if you want me to show you, when you look at the book of James, the Bible says, I confess your sins to one another. And then he said, when you are sick, he said, talk to the elders. Before he said that though, he said, confess your sin to one another. And when you are sick, he said, talk to the elders. And then they will anoint your head and pray for you. Then he said, well, the prayer of faith will heal the sick. That means that there are certain sicknesses that comes only by sin. The Bible said that when Jesus had healed him, he told him, go and sin no more. That means that sickness took its root from sin. So there are certain sicknesses, as long as the Holy Ghost fire is intense in you, it can never find an expression. It can never find expression. I'm telling you that. I will not lie to you. One day the Lord told me, he said, this thing that you are going through, it came by disobedience. God told me, he said, this thing, I was going through a challenge. He said, this thing came by disobedience. You didn't obey me. And the devil stole your peace. And because of that, this thing answered. Yes. So you must allow that resident power of the Holy Ghost to be alive. Every day, give him chance. The strength of that power is connected to your obedience to God. The resident power, no? Indwelling power, no? Now, who are dealing? Ejina, we should tie at the many measem. Your obedience to God. See, when Timanya should tie at many kupansemwa, you cannot be strong. The Bible says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So getting up and doing what you want. Nobody see you. You are doing what you want. You don't care. You don't take any instruction from anybody. You do what you want. You think that you to be born again, do you understand? Did you give birth to yourself? Did you create yourself? The word is born again. Somebody gave birth to you. Respect and honor the person that gave birth to you. The Bible says that scripturally, it is a principle that when you honor your father and your mother, what happens to you? Your days on earth is lengthened and you have good success. True or false? What about when you honor your spiritual father and mother? He that gave birth to you spiritually, that God that gave birth to you, you are not honoring. If physical honor to be physical man can change and improve your lifestyle, what about an honor to the God of heaven? What about that? So strengthen that inner power. Say, do what? Strengthen that inner power. Say, you shall receive power. So ask for the power is there, but I said that it can be passive. It can be there. You won't see anything. It can be there. You will never know. Some of you are here. Look, stretch your hands like this. Stretch your hands. You look at your palm. You see that palm you are looking at? Some of you here, it's anointed to heal the sick. This palm that you're looking at is anointed to heal the sick. But you will never see it until you make a step to step out for evangelism. Because I say power control force. Now force, in mathematics, a force, they say simple GSS definition is a force is a what? A pull or a push. You know what I mean? A pull or a push. How do you measure a force? How can I know that there is a force exerted on this thing? How can I know? If I apply a force here, you will never know there is a force. Am I pushing it? Am I pushing this thing? Am I pushing it? Oh, am I pushing it? I'm not pushing it away. Look, I've just pushed myself as though I'm pushing it. But now I'm pushing it. Am I pushing it? When I was not pushing it and now I'm pushing it, was there any change? Was there any change? The proof of a force is a change. So if I push it and somebody will say that, yes, a force has been applied. The moment I touch it and it moves a distance, then I know that, okay, there has been a force applied. So when a force is applied to an object, two things happen. Direction and distance. Two things. And power controls force. So you can change the direction of your life by engaging certain forces through the power of maybe intellectual knowledge or scriptural knowledge, spiritual knowledge, spiritual power, financial power. Yes. One day, I was with a crusade team of one great man of God, Bishop Dad. I was leading the team when he came here. And we were traveling to the villages around and we were talking. And they made a statement in the car. The crusade director made a statement in the car and I was confused. But when I came on, I thought about the thing. I realized actually, the guys are very scripturally smart. They said that moving around the world, the most difficult place to move is in Africa. Moving from one African country to another African country. Say, we'll free African country back to another country. I've experienced it. One day I was going to Nigeria, I got to Benin. Hey! Benin border, crossing Benin to Nigeria. We stood there like almost one day and gunshot, fight. Hey! They said, they won't let us go. Meanwhile, we are all in ECOWAS. But the guys made a statement. He said, sometimes when we get there, say where we are going, we can convert a lot of money into dollars. He said, African, customs, they like a lot of dollars. Even if it is $1, they like it more than 100 million naira. Dollars. So they will convert a lot of dollars. When they get to the border, they give it to the the customs. Then I said, but that is bribe now. He's a man of God, you don't know. But as a Christian, I was thinking, as a Christian, should you pay a bribe? As a Christian. Then he said something. He said, it's not bribe. He said, we are activating the scripture that says that a gift turns the heart of a man. He said, anytime we give them that money, they open the border. Then we are going. So when I came to think about it. So I asked them, so they don't arrest you. I said, he said, we have done everything. When we are traveling, make sure that all our documents are fine. So then I understood that as long as I give you money, Mr. Policeman, to let me go, whilst my documents are genuine, I have not bribed you. Do you understand it? A bribe is when I give you when I know I'm wrong. So from that day, I decided not to allow police people to waste my time any longer. Hey, what's that? I'm catching about who? Money is power. Power can change things. It can engage certain forces and then turn things to your favor. I pray that the Lord will release power for you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Why do you think when you go to the market, some people are doing well? Some people go and boost it with certain power. You are there. Tight crowd here. You don't pay tight. You want breakthrough. You're a joker. Yeah. Say, Lord, empower me to be in charge in this life. That is our calling. The Bible said, and God blessed them and said, do what? He said, multiply and have what? Dominion. It is our place of calling. May you have dominion in business. May you have dominion in your spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. May you have dominion in this life. Yes. You can't continue begging. No. You can't continue begging. Say, in Jesus' name, I will not beg. Oh, come on. Say it, in Jesus' name, I will not beg. Hallelujah. Let me talk shortly about the infilling. The indwelling is taking care of things inside. Indwelling, no? Or no, share a new man, a word inside. Amen. The infilling will come upon you and it will take care of external things. The power to heal, the power to cast out devils, the power to make money, the power to, do whatever you want to do. It comes from what the Bible called the infilling of the Holy Spirit. The truth is that infilling, you need it every day. The indwelling, you need it once. It happens once. But it is strengthened daily. But the infilling, you need it every day. Every day. And every phase of life, you must call upon the name of the Lord for reinforcement or infilling. So that if I need infilling for my academics, the Bible says, and God gave wisdom and knowledge to Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they were found 10 times better than their colleagues. That means that God is able to cause you to excel academically. If you need infilling for success in business, you need to pray about it. You need to ask for every, it's a daily thing. If you are, like I'm coming to preach right now, I cannot just get up and say, oh, me, I'm anointed to preach. Last week I preached very powerful, so this morning I just get up. No, I come and stand here. No, I went to the Lord, knelt down before the Lord and prayed, God, please, you cannot leave me alone. Help me. What should I talk to your people about? Anoint me. So as I'm standing here, all that I'm doing is as a result of what? The prayer room. God now fills your flesh. And that's what Jesus did. The Bible says that when the people were mad, he left them and he went to pray all night. When he came back, he started doing more wonders. So if you're a Christian, you may have the indwelling. You're a very nice Christian. Nice character. Nice thing. But by the time you realize certain temptations and trials, you are overcome. Something small, then you are down. Something small, then you are down. The Bible says that pray that you fall into temptation. What is that? When you pray every day, you are filled every day. When you pray every day, you are filled every day. The Bible says, if my people who are called by my name, they shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, I will hear from heaven. God is a prayer answering God. So the Bible said, God told them, he said, don't leave the place. Wait until you are endued with what? Power. Then the Bible says that they were all filled. Now, when they were filled, though they had been with Jesus, they walked with Jesus. Peter walked with Jesus, but never preached Jesus. Are you aware? Never preached. But when the infilling came, he stood up. He said, men and brethren. And started preaching Jesus. And the Bible says that day, 3,000 souls gave their life to Christ. May the Lord release that power over your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hey, God can give you a certain power that will turn your business upside down. Just around, just like that. It is a dimension of wisdom. Hey, he can anoint you. Go and ask Joseph. He anointed Joseph to the standard. The whole world was now buying food from Joseph. The whole world. Everybody was traveling to Egypt to look for food. Infilling. You need it. If you don't have time for God, you cannot do much for God. It's the truth. If you don't have time for God, I was listening to a man, an occult, who became born again and was telling the story about how they attack believers. And he was telling the nature of some Christians. And he said that one of the ways they are not, one of the reasons they are not able to attack certain Christians is when they spend much time with God. And he said one of the ways they attach themselves to Christians, and the Christians are not aware that what they are doing, it is not God using them, it's the devil using them, is when they are supposed to wait for the Lord to endue them with power, anoint them, but they don't. They begin to operate. He said a deceptive spirit now comes to attach themselves and operate with them in the former way, you know already. Oh, it will be a lay hands never photo from lay hands never photo from a sad 2 million number the town. No, no, yes, I didn't. Why do you say it's anointing that they be a dear man? And they were a man. It will those are to be smart from what is that to be smart from Nelson. Your bones, some 2 million are the day. Or the Asa say one chain, Yami and Nim and J. Nimadum that day. Yami and Yan had this a fan sacco to be so that day. No, Pesek Kasakeke. But one chain, it wouldn't say, oh, they be a if I lay hands and Quadia, things will happen. I lay hands, things will happen. And then he started laying hands. And things were happening. The things that are happening are not God happens. Are you here? That is why Jesus taught us to pray. And told us, and give us this day our daily bread. Every single day, you need fresh anointing. Every single day, you need fresh anointing. Give us this day our daily bread. Lord, you are. We know it is chaos, but today he doesn't want to go that way. You need some element of heaven on that voice. Ask him for it. Because Nyankopon, if you send your call around, no agada one way was a bad story. It in a mini patrain, a mean non chill in 7 hours or can because a yasan now can you in a bebwa one more, you're my big gada honomono. And what your personal catch will be a chain Nyankopon. I was praying this dawn, God woke me up and told me about one of my daughters said, this daughter, this and this and this. And so I called her. I said, can I meet you between 6:30 and 7 before service begins? And we met. And when we were talking, she confirmed everything that the Lord was saying. The Lord spoke to me about a man of God. I spoke to the man of God. He sent me a message. He said, man of God, it is true. Just this dog, just like that. Just like that. Power. Yes. Hey, do you know power can catch attention? Hello? Do you know power can catch attention? If we want this church to grow, one of the ways that the church grows is to arrest the attention of the city. What is that? Cause something to happen. Let people see that there is solution here. There is power here. They will troop. There are people that will come not to be members who, but report. They are here to just come and report what is happening. When power came, go and read it. Acts chapter 2. When power came, the Bible says that all people from all nations gathered. They all gathered. Different languages. They all gathered. Manama. Say, 2 million ba home. Baby, I wish you be a baby show. And I'm not sure for me, Casa. And I'm saying, yep, land wa kra church. Or chairman or say, land back with that. Butchie area, $25,000. And I'm saying, I'm fine today. $25,000. $250,000. $250,000. And I'm saying, I'm fine today. What's up? I want to see Master Jai was a main pay $250,000. Missy, me, what's the biggest strategy? I'm saying there's nothing more strategic than power. As I told him, I'm going to say, Missy, Koyo, make $250,000 back on my Onipa at to assassin. Me the 40 days that for change coupon him. Now my pay 6,000. Now go pay bush bim. Now my koto. Now me tell me kai. Now obubu ni shoria. What my tikro mu inabe tu kaba. Power has ability to attract. Now go to $200,000. Now you know the Lord is a shepherd, and you know, come out. Bunde sika four pack it. Now we pack it. Now we pack it. Now we pack it. Ose on diazi. The difference is power. Church, let's go for power. Let's go for power. Prayer power. Let's pick it up. Let's go for power. By the time somebody's entering here, I'm not sure I will shake you when you are down there. Your sickness is gone. That arthritis is missing. We go to dinner, we'll be here with this crowd. Yes, so we send him a ayira. By the time you sit here, the word of God is coming alive. You see, let the church of the book of Acts be manifested among us here and see if men will not gather. We have to exalt Jesus. Jesus is a man of power. Ah, Pastor, what are you talking about? Romans 1:16. Look at it. Let me close with this one. Those of you that think that power is a different thing, I want to show you what true power is. In Romans 1:16, the Bible says that I am not ashamed of the gospel. I say, for it is the power of God unto what? Salvation. It's when it comes to the preaching of the gospel, it is not in words. Paul casting me. I say, the gospel is not in words. It's in the demonstration of what? Power. The worldly people, they have a lot of words. They have some amount of power, but we must demonstrate almighty power to them. The language of power is not noise making. No, it's not noise making. There's dignity at that level. Dignity. I said there's what? Dignity at that level. Your friend is saying, a comfonia yi etibi dressy basa basa peti peti omo and kola hu Santa Claus ina ke de omo jump ya ba hey Santa but ohu comfo me say in the face of power there's dignity. You check yourself comfo enim kura usuro. You cannot be a molestation for the devil like that, which is a wizard can do anything to you just like that. Anybody at all can just no. Step into power. As I do what? Step into power. Next week, we are going to talk about how to step into spiritual power. How to step into spiritual power. You can be here and change things in Nigeria. Change things, cause things to change. By the time you arrive, things are in order. Step into spiritual power. Power can let a last born be received as the firstborn. Do you need that power or not? Do you need power or not? You need it. You need it. Otherwise, you don't have a place in this life. Because life in itself is war. Life in itself is what? It's war. Life in itself is war. Close your eyes. And begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. As much as you can. I didn't say whisper. Lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and pray. Tell him, I need spiritual power. I need spiritual power. The Bible said they were together and they were praying with one voice. As they were praying with one accord, says suddenly there was a release. I don't think the way you are praying, you are ready for that power. Power cannot answer without desperation. That's one thing you must know. You must be desperate for it. You must be desperate for it. You must be desperate. You must be desperate. Are you praying or you are surprising me? Leko fala da kapala da katayata. Shada bada badu shepre de ketembre de zende de debo shataya. Come on, generate power. The Bible says that build up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Build up your most holy faith, praying the Holy Ghost. As you pray in tongues, you are generating power. You are generating power. You are generating power. You are generating power. If you fail to pray, be a molestation. There will be a molestation from the devil against your life. You must not enjoy that molestation. Satan cannot molest you if you are full of power. If you are full of power. You will say to this mountain, who are you, mighty mountain? Before Zerubbabel, he said, thou shalt be a place. Thou shalt be a place. Lo shekerebo shakapa. O rapa sentene mekapeluatete. Rakapa la pandapa. Shadabadabadaba. 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 Shabadabadaba. Shabadabadaba. Shibalabada. Shabadabadaba. Kapaluatata. Lepanuatanaba. Shadabadaba.
Somebody, you have been endued in power. As you are praying, lift up your voice. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Lift up your voice, somebody. Basako palagada basa. Ipapa saya kapa. Ipala basata. Lifapaluasaya. Tento sefiko shapa. Iprata talia sanda. Ikola basaya. He said, power is the ability to control forces. Don't fight for position, but for the possession of power. Somebody, as you are praying, you are possessing power. You are possessing power. You are possessing power. The ability to cause a change. Hey, it's been released upon somebody this morning. Pala shakapa, ipala basaya, intakalia saya, ikobala basata. You are living the realm of ordinariness. In the name of Jesus, Masiba, something supernatural is happening to your life. Power is being released, somebody. The Bible said that they were together in the upper room, and suddenly, somebody, as you are praying, I see a sudden release upon your life. I see a sudden release for a sudden manifestation. In the mighty name of Jesus, your life is never the same after this morning. Your life is never the same. Pasakapa, pakatapa, pasaika, imalama sanda, iyepele besaya, ikobalabasata, imasata, iyapalabasaya. You are stepping a step ahead of the natural in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise, O God.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, you can subscribe. You can share with your friends. Take a screenshot and share it on your social stories and tag us at KMC Worldwide. For more information, visit kmcworldwide.org. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.